The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Warning, the contents of this program could help you think for yourself. It's the Peter Boyle Show on News Talk 710, KNUS.
It is Wednesday morning, everyone, the second morning of December 2020. Good old 710, KNUS, thank you for being here. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather. It's cold outside. 28 will be the high today, 14 tonight, and 35 tomorrow. To the last caller, and because I have nothing else to do, and I'm sure he has a job, but reading on the new report on John Paul II, and I said, you know, that anyhow, I'll just do some of the stuff and I'll read it to you, but go to the internet and do it yourself. But there's an investigation into John Paul's life, and I'll read it real quick and we'll go to Tancredo. Now, after more than a decade of doubts, his reputation, meaning John Paul's, has fallen under its darkest cloud yet. Now, in the aftermath of his death, there were people that came forward and said, no, this guy's covering up sex abuse. And historians argued about John Paul persistently turning a blind eye to crimes against children and young adults, young men in the church. Turns out it's true. They go back now, the advancement of this really disgraced guy, Theodore McCarrick, and how this is all covered up. And there was three popes in a row that covered up. And anyhow, that's where it goes, because today this story drops yesterday on the Front Range Catholic Church, 52 Catholic priests, including Father Woody. In the meantime, we have not spoken on air for quite a while. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the man with a plan, Tancredo.
Plan?
Right, plan. Tom Tancredo. Hey, I got a joke. I've run it three times, but I figured you weren't awake, so I can try it out on you.
My plan is to try to get up in the morning to do this show. That's my plan.
Are you ready?
Plan of the day.
I dropped it on McNulty. Are you ready? All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do Christmas lights and Jeffrey Epstein have in common?
I don't know.
Neither one of them hung themselves. All right. I've killed that joke.
Right.
Neither one of them killed themselves. How you been?
Pretty good. Yeah. A little disconcerted about politics, but
Really?
Other than that, fine.
Short of that, Mrs. Lincoln.
Yeah.
Did you know Father Woody at all?
Only through, you know, the media, I guess. I can't remember if I ever met him, but
yeah, I figured, you know, the way.
But I knew who he was. Yeah. I certainly know who he was.
Yeah, you were on your rise at that time, and I was mentioning that at K-Hal Radio is where I met him, and you know, who knew what he was doing, but you know, Hal was running it, and you know, he would be a Saturday jock. They use him as a jock, and you know,
I didn't know that.
He was a disc jockey. He jocked. But it was like kind of like a fun thing. You know, it's like we got weekend talk show host, you know, that kind of thing. It was anyhow. But long story short.
Woody's
the priest now. You know, Father Woody's
right.
been jammed
right.
up. Yeah.
But didn't Tom.
Stay with me.
He does the show about consumerism and all that sort of thing.
Martino.
Tom Martino. He had a producer he called that, didn't he?
That was Father John.
Father.
Father John was great. I was a huge fan of Father John. He was a really good man. And that was Tommy's guy, Father John.
Different guy. Okay.
Really different guy. Totally different guy, believe me. You know, that guy had a collection of guns, Father John. He was a really good man, a great man, in fact. Now, Tommy misses him. I knew those guys. Anyhow, but that's where I met Father Woody, and you read the stuff that guy did to kids. Oh, my God. Here's one for you. This is an open lines question. What institution left on the face of this earth do you trust?
Oh, man. Isn't that the truth? That is a tough question. That is a really tough question. And that's one reason why I said, I've been sort of disconcerted, at least, because everything has fallen, it seems to me, into question in terms of all the organizations and institutions that I did trust that were on our side for so much of my life, and they all turned out not to be. And it's so discouraging, and because you can't think, it's hard to think of how to adjust to it or what to do about it. What do you do if the entire justice system in this country is so corrupt that it cannot be trusted? And it comes out over and over and over again that that's the case. And not just them, but I mean political parties and the churches, just like you were saying. My goodness, what can you rely on anymore? That's a tough one.
Well, but that's why restoration, this is all a product of postmodernism and multinationals grabbing foreign policy and the corruptness of the political system, the press going in the tank. I ran a list. I'm kind of just bounce them off you, yes or no. Tom Tancredo is with us. I love him. He's been a longtime friend. Number one, do you trust the media? Yes or no?
Of course not.
All right. Number two, do you trust higher education?
Of course not.
Do you trust the Republican Party?
Of course not.
The Democrats?
Of course not.
The CIA?
No.
The FBI?
No.
The DOJ?
Of course not.
Faith healers. I don't know.
Well, now, you know, they might come up to that standard. I don't know. But
I got to give you money when we're working hard. I mean, it really kills it. Do you trust Jared Polis?
No. I mean, Peter, you know the answer to all of these.
Of course,
and you know that because they have shown themselves to be untrustworthy, and there's, I mean, I like Hillsdale College.
All right.
Okay, that one I still trust. I trust Larry Arnn. Hillsdale College still trying to do the best, I think.
That's a good school. It's a very good school.
It's the only organization I actually contribute to, Jackie and I. So, yeah, I hope that's – yeah, I'm glad I could at least think of
– sure. No, Hillsdale's cool. I got a Hillsdale T-shirt. I think you gave it to me, in fact. I think you gave it to me.
I have no doubt. And my grandson now goes there. And so, you know, they're out there. They're far and few between. And so – you know, what you were talking about the Republican Party, and I know how you feel, and I totally agree. I wish all of the campaigns could have been so much more robust. I totally agree with you.
Please.
But you know what is worse to me than it's the fact that they selected the most conservative people running in primaries, Republican primaries, in areas that were solidly Republican. We only have we don't have many in the state. We've got a few, Weld County and the lot. And they identified the most conservative people running and went after them. The Republicans.
Well, they killed them.
Bob Beaupre, Josh Penry.
Sure.
You know, they helped identify who these people are.
Yeah.
They helped to raise the money to, you know, Pat Miller,
right?
You know, you remember Pat.
Sure, of course.
She's running up in Lori Sane's old district. That is a solid Republican district. We would not lose the district. So they could never use that. That's what they've done over and over again. Say, well, they're too conservative for that. But no, believe me, that Lori Sane was extremely conservative. Pat Miller. They spent $500,000 against her in a little house race. I mean, she had maybe a tenth of that. And this is during a primary they did this. And they did this to four or five other people. And so it tells you something about them. It isn't that they just want a Republican seat. It isn't that they're just afraid, you know, that if we elect or nominate these Republicans, the conservatives will lose the seat. No, we're not going to lose the seat.
No.
They know we wouldn't lose those seats. They just didn't want conservatives. Now, that makes me even more furious than the fact that they run pussy races.
Well, again, the one and only, and he is the dearest and the best, Tom Tancredo, Peter Boyles, 710 KNUS. You know, there's an old Irish joke about the funeral, and this guy's hated in the village, and everybody hates him in Ireland. And they're out at the grave, and the priest is there, and there's a gathering of people from the village, and the priest said, "Would before we bury Sean, would somebody step up and say something nice about him?" Nobody moves. And there's a cloud gathering, and Sean, and the priest says, "I will not dismiss." And pretty soon it turns into a storm. And the priest says, "Unless someone steps up, we're never going to end this funeral." And lightning hits a tree, and some old Mick steps up, and he says, "Ah, his brother was worse than him, Father." You know, that's something nice. Say something nice about say something nice about the Colorado Republican Party. I double dog dare you.
Maybe they're better than the Republican Party in Oregon.
Okay, all right. That's the answer. Did you have, I thought I'd never seen a worse candidate and worse campaign than Walker Stapleton until I saw Cory Gardner.
There you go.
Thank you.
That was something good about it.
So. Since you don't wake up till noon.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Let me ask you something, because we may not agree on this last part, but the real focus for me on the Republicans is the fact that they even went after conservatives, because it shows their true colors, who they really are and what they really want. Now, what I don't know, and I want you to tell me why I should believe that even the most, again, robust
yes.
type of campaign
yes.
run by both Gardner and Walker,
mm-hmm.
Why you think they could have come out different.
Oh, I don't think Walker Stapleton had a chance in hell. But I do think that had Cory Gardner really done some great campaigning, like John Hickenlooper creates Sanctuary City, Sanctuary State, giving driver's license to illegals, what's happened to the mountains, the murder of Tom Clements, the road to the Bilderberg. How many more do you want me to do? And not one of those ads ever appeared.
No, but Pete, honestly, do you believe in your heart that they would have changed the outcome this state?
Maybe if you'd done it right. Look, Hickenlooper, how come they never did an ad where he said, you know, he really never wanted to be senator? You know, and so in the end, in the aftermath, and I love
I
Dick Wadhams. Dick Wadhams is a good man. Ken Buck, I don't even know. They won't come around. And they come out and said, well, we were never going to win. And I'm thinking, well, why did you ask little old ladies in Windsor Gardens for $25. And if you're going to take a fight, take the fight.
Right. I absolutely agree with that. I wish the campaigns would have been far more aggressive, undeniably. But I, in my heart of hearts, I don't know that anything would have changed, because this state is no longer purple, I don't think.
Doesn't matter.
I do believe it is blue as hell, and I don't know that you could elect anybody on our side of the ledger on a statewide race.
Just so you know, because I know you don't, like I said, he sleeps with a baggie of his native soil, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Tancredo. I know you don't wake up till, you know, 3 in the afternoon, but
right.
I began this after the great Cory Gardner defeat, and I ran into a friend of mine. We did some traveling together, and we concocted this resign from the Republican Party plan, become an independent. Now, thousands of years ago, you put them in a mind. Almost, did you get them in minority status or close to?
Oh, yeah, no, it came within 1%.
That's what I thought.
When I ran, I got 37%.
Yep.
What's his name? I got 11%.
What was that guy's name?
The Republican got 11%.
Yeah.
And so if he had gotten 1% less, Republican Party would have been in minority status here, which was a pretty good thing for them, I think.
This may be inside baseball, but years ago, Tommy calls me and says, meet me, and I ride my motorcycle down, and I think you were on your bike. We met in a little breakfast joint, and you said, I'm going to run for governor on the independent – was it Constitutional Party? What was the party? Yeah, Constitution.
I had to because there was no longer time to do it as a Republican. And then, I had to run as somebody that had
– And then we exposed that character that Yeah. Remember that morning?
I can't hear you, Peter. What did you just say?
He's choking out. Anyhow, the guy writes a book and said that I hated him because I thought he was a Mexican. Remember? I go, what?
I know.
It was a fat white boy.
You got him on the phone on air, and he's pretending like he's going through
a tunnel.
Canyons.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
He couldn't hear you.
I'm crying.
God. It was. Anyway, yeah, that came within 1%.
Well, now it's time. Let's put him away. I mean, it's
okay.
I'm urging people, and people apparently are doing it, to drop their party affiliation and become an independent. You know,
that'd be fine.
Thank you.
But what do you again, is it going to change anything? Because
I don't know.
The state, Peter, the state is no
That's
longer
okay.
anything we but, you know, can remember
but, you
as,
know,
as being here all of our lives. It's nothing like that anymore.
I understand that, but you can't. Dan Mays was that guy. What?
Oh yeah, right.
What you can't remember? Said I thought
well
he was
known Hispanic guy.
Well, yeah, well known as like I met the guy. He's like this fat white guy. You know, when did you get that Mexican thing? I don't know. But remember that guy wrote
know.
A book and he said he accused I think both of us of that. Well,
mm-hmm.
Dude, anyhow,
he did.
Yeah. Anyhow, I
oh, my goodness.
To say that they can't win, then say it. Ken Buck,
yeah,
say
right.
it. Say you know what?
Right.
We can't win, so don't give us any money. By the way, here's one.
Right.
Do you think Cory Gardner is going back to Yuma, Colorado, and live a quiet life?
I don't think so.
What do you think he's going to do?
I mean, nobody ever does, it seems like. I'm one of the few that come home. But but that's because who the hell hired me in Washington?
Right. Well, of course. So, nobody wanted you.
That's right.
I'm the only guy. I wanted you.
And by the way, that's the only thing wrong with the story you told about how I ended up running, because if I remember it correctly, I get a call from you and said, come on, let's meet. I need to ask you to run for office. I think that's
that
the way
me?
It worked.
I said, Peter, this is crazy. A lot of crazy talk.
Man,
what was it?
You can do it, Tom.
I may remember in True Grit when he said, that's a lot of brave talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Fat man, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
They used that again. I watched the other one the other night, the second one.
Rooster Cogburn.
His name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
did you ever read it?
Oh, geez. No, but I mean, I loved the fact that they, because I love both movies, right? And I love John Wayne, but I loved the parts that they picked out of each movie, the Coen brothers.
Yeah,
know,
that's right. Yeah, that's
the
right. Yeah.
And they used that again.
Read it.
And fill your hands, you.
That's what he did.
And
the horse's name, horse's bull, and, you know, but. Read it. It's called True Grit, and it you know the movie ends where you know John Wayne jumps the fence and you know and in the real world you know she loses her arm and you know you read the book
right.
When Maddie gets her arm and the snake gets her and she you know and she lives on and comes looking for Rooster.
She was so again I watched it again the other night. Oh man, I just loved it. It's so. I don't know what. It's so gritty.
Back in the nightmare years, I used to run around with a guy named Rooster. For real.
Really?
He was there's that name comes from, you know, those little banny fighters, and they called him Rooster. And he was a scary dude, but he was a good friend. He was a tough kid. Tom Tancredo, Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS, the demise of the Republican Party. Burn it down.
Yeah.
Burn it down.
Well, exactly. I mean, who knows? You think I wonder if Trump could start a new one.
Well, that's one of the theories is, you know, that he either builds a network and starts his own. That'd be a thing. You could be a news anchor. No, I'm serious as hell, man. The Tancredo Report.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
There's money in it, I think.
Oh, there's big money in that for you. you could buy a new motorcycle. You could get back on the road with me. You could, you know.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I oftentimes miss not having a bike, but I mean, I miss having a bike. But the the reality is, when I think about it, even last summer, I don't know. I told you, I don't ride with the temperatures below my age or above my IQ. And therefore, I only have about a week or two in April.
You got a window.
that works.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just, there aren't that many days. It was either too hot, too rainy, too something. And I thought, like, Jesus, I wouldn't have ridden it if I had a bike. I'd like to look in the garage.
I used to tell people, you're like the three bears in the porridge. I mean, I was like, yeah, to get it just right. And then Tom would go out and ride with you. My favorite story is Tancredo and I. Tommy had a Harley. And me, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Harley-Davidson guy. I go, let's look at Indians. You remember that day?
I do.
We'll look at Indian motorcycles.
That's another time he sucked me into something. It was like running for governor.
You're running for – that's right. You were running for governor. And I said, Tommy, let's go look at motorcycles. And we went – and you ended up buying an Indian that day.
I did, and I loved it. Oh, man, I liked it better than the Harley. I really did.
There's a woman I ride with that has an Indian, and she loves it. My other favorite motorcycle story, and I've told it, it was Jeff Schrader, who you know, the sheriff of Jefferson County. Tommy, I love that guy. So we meet, and we're washing motorcycles. So the new, I don't know what year it is, like 2012 or 13 or something, and the new Harley-Davidsons came in. And I didn't know his name. I said, let's go over and look at the new bikes. So that's when Freedom was over there, and we rode over to Freedom, and we're looking at these new models. And I stuck my hand. I said, I'm Peter Boyles. And he said, I know who you are. And I said, what's your name? He said, Jeff Schrader. I said, what do you do, Jeff? He said, I'm the sheriff of Jefferson County. I'm going, all right. You know, that was like riding with you, man.
Listen, you want to be more – talk about embarrassing. I get this call, I don't know, 6 or 7 months before the election, this last election. And lady wants to meet me. My name is Lauren Bobbert.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah, well, so she comes down here. We have coffee, and we're talking, and I'm listening to her, and she's going to run against Scott Tipton, mm-hmm, and I'm thinking that's great.
Great.
You know, she hasn't got a chance, but I love this gal. She's so dynamic, and I'm really enjoying the conversation. And I say to her, well, how are you on guns?
She's packing.
Well, I didn't realize. I mean, and then finally it dawns on me after she goes, what? How am I on guns? I'm pretty good on guns.
Watch this.
And then I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is that lady that has the restaurant.
Yeah, the grill. Yeah.
Where everybody's packing,
yeah.
Right? Oh, you talk about embarrassing. But anyway, I did totally support her and made a couple of robocalls for her.
Oh, yeah. She's the best.
So it was. That was the brightest part of the election.
Me
from
too.
My point of view here in Colorado.
Other than you, I stay away from fundraising. I won't go around it for you. I always would. I'll go with you. We got stories of we can't do it on the air because of the outcome. So I had been fired at KHOW for what I had done, and I'd been hired here at 710, but I hadn't gone to work yet. So you were running for governor or some damn thing, and you said, look, I can't make it. Would you go and fill in for me and give a speech? Remember that night?
Yeah. My wife remembers even.
I went with Jackie.
Because she was there with
me. Yes, I was with Jackie. These people were turning their backs, man. It was like their people get up and walk out of the room.
Well, it was a women's republic. You got to remember, right. It was a women's Republican club. Okay, so that's important considering what you said to all of them.
Yeah. But remember, you knew who I was when you sent me.
That's true.
You
absolutely.
Did.
Yeah.
And the next day, man, Tom's on the phone. My better one was the Roy Romer story.
And you
talked about Roy and the greatest name in politics, B.J. Thornberry. What a great name.
Taking over for Mike Rosen.
You're doing a Rosen show.
Christmas or something. And so, and I start talking about him, you know, having an affair, and oh, my God.
Larson came in.
Larson comes running in
there, oh, man.
Giving me the cut sign. Yeah. And we had just come back. We had just come back from it. And I said, I guess we have to go to another commercial.
Yeah.
And so he goes, where did you get that? And I told him. I said, I got it from a guy who happens to be an editorial writer for the Rocky Mountain News.
That's right.
And he goes, oh, well, okay, but call them. Call governor's office and see whether you can get him to come on and, you know, respond before you go. And I said, fine with me. I mean, great. And so we call. Of course, they wouldn't do it.
Oh.
And we kept saying, but there's going to be a story. It's going to be a story tomorrow. You're going to see it all. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, I'm praying that, yeah. that it does. And but because I think I'm going to have to leave the country, I'm sure, if this turns out yeah. not to be true. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep. I'm taking a shower. I'm listening in the shower to the Peter Boyle Show. And all of a sudden the guy comes on and says, this is Peter Boyle's. And I got this. We've got this magazine right mm-hmm. here in front yeah. of us. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I ran in, woke up my wife. I said, okay, that's all right.
We're good.
You don't have to pack your bag.
Take the sign down. Take the sign down. We're good. Jack, we're right. good. We had many adventures, man. You, and, you know, we talk
did.
About that block, and I've told people this, that block of radio stations that were there. And someone said, who made that? I said, well, why was that so great? I said, 90% of it was Lee Larson, and the other 10% you can divide up among the rest of us. But it was Lee.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Oh, Tommy. But I said, somebody asked me that, and I said, because that's when Lewis and Floor Wax and, you know, and everybody's gigging. And they said, why was that so great, Gus Maricus? And I said, well, 90% of the greatness of that block of stations was Lee Larson, and you can divide the other 10% up against all of the rest of us. But yeah, he was a savior. He was a great man. All right, so I don't know if we can put our lunches back together before the holidays. Everybody's chomping at the bit, and I don't know if we can go out and eat. So
got to find a place with a little, a patio. That's,
yeah, sure.
Waxed in there. With
yeah, well, I'll find out. Listen, I love you. And
take care, buddy.
There's nobody better than you. Thank you, Tom. Tom Tancredo, everyone. Thank you. All right, open lines again. And if you're looking for a great selection of glasses, see my friend Alan Stack, Stack Optical. Stack Optical. This is a holidays thing, too. Gift giving. You know, if somebody that you love has a pair of prescription glasses, you can have, they have this machine that can read lensing. And then you can have a pair of sunglasses made, or motorcycle glasses, or prescription ski goggles, or anything. You name it, they got it. The cool thing that Alan does now, there are 2233 South Monaco Parkway at South Monaco and Evans, and they're open by appointment. This is so smart. So you want to get some eye work done or some, you know, new glasses, whatever the, you know, it's your turn. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. And they make the appointment. You make it for, I don't know, Friday or make it Saturday, 11 o'clock. And the doors are locked. And then you come up and, you know, you pay and they unlock the door and you come in, bring your significant others, sit down and go to work. Alan is my friend. He's a good guy. Great way to do it. Website is stackoptical.com, 303-321-1578, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, South Monaco and Evans. Back after this.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. It is 8:30, Jam Line 710, KNUS. Stephen Tubbs this afternoon, back here tomorrow. It's going to be one of those days, 28's a high, 14 tonight, much tomorrow. Watching this Tay Anderson thing come together, you know, all these leading things. When Tay went down, I remember he was brutally beaten by the Denver police. As soon as he went to the hospital, he was there for, 20 minutes, a cup of coffee. He takes a selfie, puts it out everywhere. It's carried in all the media outlets. Where's your selfie from this one, Tay? There's more to this than meets the eye, and they're getting away with it. Danny Kapp was talking about good guys on the radio. Danny's motto is a serious firm for serious cases. It's true. Personal injury, wrongful death. If you have something in your family right now, and there's something that's happened and gone on, 37 years Danny's done it. And he was back in all those jobs, all of us at the same time, KOA days, and just this month, Danny and the team did a $2.4 million jury verdict for an 81-year-old woman. The offices of Dan Kaplis, my word on Kaplis, 303-770-5551. 303-770-5551. His web is Dan Kaplis, one word, dankaplislaw.com. He's just a good man. And if you get jammed up, something's happened, you're not getting, you know, the attention, or you're getting turned away, you're getting banked. I know what he did. I know what he did for my daughter. Call him, 303-770-5551, Danny Kaplis. All right. So yesterday, the day that lives in infamy, we now have a new special agent for the morning show, Special Agent HK. Good morning, HK. No fool decides after watching Tay
pull his stunt and target, says, Peter, do you know about him before? No, I say, Special Agent. Special Agent says, and she sent all these things to racial profiling at Target. Is disgusting. Let me read you Tay Anderson, October 13th, 2020. Story time. I'm reading Tay. My brother and I are shopping for a new suitcase for the D.C. trip. Remember, he did a GoFundMe because he was going back to D.C. to protest the Supreme Court justice. We're being followed. I got to read this right. We're being followed by the security. And when they get to the register, they literally circle the register. They're staring at us. And then they go into a group of managers, and then they come up to us. They ask the cashier to search our bags if we stuffed a suitcase. And I went to ask the manager a question, and she walked away. And so he does this on a tweet. And Target comes back, says, our apologies. We foster an inclusive, you know, doo-dah. You can just hear where the rest of this goes. And they end up with, please send a direct message with your name, phone number, and email. And Tay says, will do. Right? So why would you go back? They treated you badly. I mean, I got that thing. You treat me badly. I'm not coming back. And then remember, he collapses, and he was hospitalized. What hospital? The last time he was hospitalized after he was brutally beaten by the Denver PD, he was in the hospital for, what, like 20 seconds, and he had a picture taken of himself, a selfie. Where's your selfie, dude? Where's your EKG? I talked to somebody that does this for a living and said, you know, we usually keep people. Remember, he's resting comfortably at home. And when you read that that tweet, it only is rivaled by the Patsy Ramsey ransom note. I mean, the guy wrote it himself like it's from his family. And the Front Range media is scattered. Tell you, great family gift, man. Lots of dough you can save. But the part of it is so much better is what your family gets on free TV. This is like the all-time great holiday gift, and you're saving all kinds of money. And I'm saving $1,500 a year, but the way the television operates now, it is just amazing. Free TV's mission is, first of all, to empower and help and make smart decisions about TV and internet entertainment technologies. Okay, that's way above anything I can do. But I can watch television. And they came and everybody this is before the COVID hit, but when they come now, the obligation to you is they come in safe and clean, and they do the install. And your cable TV bills not only keep getting higher, but these guys will provide a new obligation consultation, get you out, cut the cord. And plus, the stuff that I got is just the best. Billy and I, as professional wrestling fans, and I bought the WWE thing. You get all these documentaries, and you get all this stuff. My grandson's a huge fan. But just the films and the movies, and I don't think I've watched straight TV since I got this, but they have a website. You can learn more, freetvee.com. That's free TV, freetvee.com. Or just call them. A great family holiday gift year-round. The number again, 303-794-8600. 303-794-8600. I'm saving $1,500 a year. I don't know what you're paying, but that's what I'm doing. But part of the television stuff is just gangbusters. 303-794-8600 today. All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. I was just wondering, you're talking about Anderson there. Will Tubbs be subpoenaed to testify, or do you have any idea?
Say that again.
Well, I was under the impression that Stephen Tubbs had kind of witnessed what took place down in Civic Center with Anderson. And no, I was just wondering if he would be subpoenaed to testify.
With Tay Anderson, I don't know anything about this story. I have no idea. Stephen,
that was just another question that I had. Perhaps I know you don't have an answer for it. But another thing I would like to ask you, with Gardner, are they eligible for benefits after they're voted out, that type of thing, immediately, or is that something that comes with age?
You know, I don't know the answer to that either, so I'm not much good for you. But I think, I don't know how many terms you have to be or how old you have to be. I'm drawing up short. Why would Stephen, and I can text him and ask him, why would Stephen be involved in this?
Well, I thought he was down there as a witness, that he was rather close to what happened down there in Civic Center.
Oh, you're not talking about Tay Anderson. You're talking about Lee Keltner. You're talking about the show.
No. I thought I was talking about Anderson, that there was somebody up close from the press or something that had witnessed it, that. And I thought it was.
Well, there's a video of it. No, there's a video of Tay Anderson faking the cop beating. But
yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I was getting at, but I thought Stephen Tubbs was rather close to that when that occurred.
You know, Bob, I'm not much good to you. I don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
Hi, man.
One other thing I'd like to mention, and this is just kind of a statement. I really don't know that Gardner was really interested in pursuing the job as senator for the second term anyway. I think that I'd heard that he had a lot of offers
an influence peddler is what you would call them. They're called lobbyists, but they're influence peddlers, which is my prediction. That boy ain't going back to Yuma.
He doesn't want to go out there to the Eastern Plains, and I think he has his family already settled in Washington, in Washington. I'm not sure where the man lives.
A good influence peddler can make big dough. Big dough. Look at Cadillac Jack. Look at the money that these guys make.
Is he an attorney?
You know what? That's another good question. I don't know. I thought he was an undergrad. I thought he went to Greeley. And then he hooked up with Wayne Allard, and he ran for Congress, and he ran for Senate.
Well, I had no idea, what the man's background was or where he came from, other than out on the Eastern Plains.
No,
I don't
Yuma.
Know if he was a rancher. He just acquired a good name, and they got the backing of the Republican Party along the line. These are just things that have surfaced.
I'll tell you what, if he goes back to Yuma to be a small-town boy, as opposed to going to K Street and making about a half a mil, I'll be the most amazed man. Bob, you're a good caller. I'm sorry, Bubba. I got no answers. Thanks, man.
Okay.
All right. Stefan sent me something. He said, yes, I was there. Stefan, are you going to be a witness? Christmas holidays are here. And yesterday was my Dr. McKellen day. Saw Dr. McKellen. She's changed my life. She can do the same for you. Getting older can be a challenge. And taking care of your body, and I'm an old man. You move through your older years feeling like I'm waiting. The ski season starts Thursday. Winter Park opens. Julie's team can help find your metabolism and hormones balanced and healthy. Creates a program right for you that'll help you focus, become stronger, and feel in control of your life again. Make this, here's a Christmas gift, a free one, 20 minutes with Dr. McKellen. Dr. Julie McKellen changed my life, changed my daughter's life. She and her partners can do the same for you. Start enjoying your life again. That free 20-minute phone call, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. Jackie answers the phone, and then they put together this phone call for you, and your time's right, her time's right. Talk to her for 20 minutes. It's a gimme. The website is denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Call today. Get your life back.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. The Peter Boyle Show.
We made it to a Wednesday, 8:46, 14 before the hour. Stefan at 3, he was there. I'm getting texting from Stefan as the caller asked. He was there. Denver School Board member Tay Anderson. You think anybody's more interested in pursuing? Why does a guy go back to a place that treated him in such a racist manner? And he goes back in there to collapse? There's no hospital, but he's taken to the hospital. But what hospital? Remember the last time he was in a hospital, after the Denver cops beat him up, he took a selfie. Where's that selfie at? Where's the EKG? And it's his great stuff. Another one of these holiday things. And year-round, the advanced treatment, FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration is finally here in Denver. If you have a son, your husband, your dad, an uncle, a brother, a guy you're dating, somebody you're with, and they know they're having a thing about losing their hair. As an old man, mine's finally ducking out. But and it's just, you know it. If you've been through it, you know how it feels. So we meet Dr. Tanya Pauls. She's the surgeon. She's the physician. We meet Farah, meet everybody, Travis and I. We bomb her. And I'm telling you what, it is like the coolest place. And the advanced FUE treatment takes a day. It's pain-free, and new hair starts growing really the very next day. This is straight up, 100% guaranteed. Advanced Hair, you get the highest and best standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. celebrating this. The grand opening's underway. Special offers, $250 off, $250 free hair grafts. Just ask them for the info, or ask for, you know, ask for the man in your life. 720-459-HAIR. 720-459-HAIR. What a wonderful holiday. Say, look, honey, here. There's a one-day treatment. It's life-changing. Results your new hair, 100% guaranteed to grow. Want to look at it? AdvancedHair.com, A-D-V-A-N-C-E-D, hair, one word, AdvancedHair.com, or 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. They are really confidential, very private, and they're really good. 720-459-HAIR. We go to the phones. Let me see. We go to Bill. Bill, you waited. You're on a radio show. Good morning. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says Margaret. Margaret, you're on the air. Good morning. I'm sorry.
Hi. Peter, I just want to say, this isn't about Tay Anderson, but, you know, Joe Biden came out and said that they'd put together the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud history in fraud organization in American history. And then why did they have someone who hated Trump in charge of security, Eric Coomer? He said, Trump won't win. I made effing sure of that.
Yeah, I know.
Last night there were witnesses.
I saw that. I watched
Hannity's show.
I watched the witnesses.
And I think you ought to get them on your radio program.
I'm sure.
Because they've already been outed.
Ma'am, we've asked them to be on. Number two.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. The other thing is, it's still not evidence. And you have to come. I know that nobody wants to hear this. Now they're attacking Doug Ducey, who's a Republican and was a close ally of Donald Trump throughout all of this. Now he is in the corner. The same thing they did to Kemp in Georgia. Look, they're attacking William Barr this morning. William Barr comes out and says there's no widespread election fraud, and they're treating him like, and this is a guy who stood up for Trump. This is a guy who defended Donald Trump in the Russian thing and went after Antifa. Now, he's no different than Kemp. He's no different than Ducey. This moment has to come for you and for a lot of different people. That you're chasing something, and each time somebody, they call it moving the goalpost. And listen, there's nothing that's going to be said to you, or for that matter, anybody else that's going to convince you. So I don't know. Those people are always welcome on the show.
Well, that was fraud, and I don't understand why, if it's here in Denver, that they didn't know that the Secretary of State and the Democrats here didn't know that.
You used the right word, I believe. I think. But you got to be able to go in. And the 14th is coming. We're 12 days away from the 14th. And there are people now trying to stop. But these states that have been under the gun, I mean, there's a movement. There's a guy this morning talking about using the military this is a Trump supporter. And this was on WorldNet. Treacherous enemies within. Three-star general pushes Trump to use emergency powers. That's a coup. That's a coup, Margaret.
I don't know. I do.
That's a coup.
I believe there was voter fraud.
Okay, good.
And I bet you there was voter fraud in Colorado,
right,
too.
But you have to prove it.
Well, you used to have to. When you got an absentee ballot, you had to have it notarized.
But
that has
nothing to
with
do with
a notary.
It. Okay, fine. Good. Now prove that there was fraud, and I'll be the first guy to say there was fraud. But believe what you want to believe.
Well, I think there was.
Good. Great.
Massive fraud because he said so.
Well, and I'm going to tell you that there's people living on the moon because I said so, but there isn't.
No, Eric Coomer said so.
And again, so this is a guy who's got a fight. He has to be able to walk into a court in Denver, Colorado, or in Washington, D.C., and say, and believe me, the way this Trump organization works, if he had proof, they'd be on Fox and Friends this morning with Donald Trump standing next to him. That's the truth. You take care.
Well, thank you so much. Peter.
Thank you for you. All the time we spend at home, the remote work and virtual learning and home workouts, whatever you do, there's spaces is an issue. And wouldn't it be nice to move in a slightly larger house or make some home renovations? Mortgage rates are historic lows, and you can do either of those things without breaking the bank. I know there are people that can help because they did it for me. It's American Financing. Lock this rate in because I don't know what comes. If the change takes place at the top, new people run the Fed. Who's going to change the interest rate? You don't know. I don't know. This is a family-owned mortgage lender, and they did it for me. They've been helping people like you and me for 20 years. want to build new, do a refi, but lock that number in now. Lock the interest rate in today. Get it off the ground today. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Please. You're going to save yourself so much money. They'll get this thing kicked in January. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Begin in line right now. Making the call, 303-695-7000. Say good morning to them and get it going. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Billy, how much time we got? Minute and a half. I don't want to start a call. All right, I'll do it. Greg, we got a minute. Please do it quickly. Good morning.
Hello, Peter.
Do it quick, real quick, real quick.
Yes, I ran across today the Bilderberg meeting, and Mike Pompeo and Jared Kushner attended within the last 2 years.
Those are Trump people. Those are Trump people.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all.
Okay, well, I just wondered what your thoughts were.
No, of course. I mean, Gerald Ford went. You know, the Bush brothers went, or the Bush and the old man went. So that's what I'm saying about the uniparty. Hang on, my boy. Yeah. That's it, everybody. The lack of interest in I'm sure Stefan will be on it, on Tay Anderson. Where's the picture, man? What hospital were you in? Why did you go back to Target that already treated you in a racist manner? Yeah, right. Oh, get a good fund. Go fund me, right? Hey, thanks to Tancredo and McNulty. And thank you, Billy. See everybody tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.